more? Need more? Get the catch up with Cam at hit.com.au.
I've got a bit of a stat for you for your Wednesday morning. Do you know the average wedding cake in Australia costs around $500? I mean, I thought when I first read that, I thought it was kind of ridiculous because a wedding shouldn't be based on how much money you have to spend. And so, surprisingly, I did a bit of digging about, you know, wedding cakes that cost less than this. And it turns out there's been a woman in Victoria. This happened last year. She made a wedding cake for her friend out of Woolies mud cakes, and it was a fantastic cake, and it only cost her $60 all up. So what she did was she got all these Woolies mud cakes and she piled them on top of each other and made this really nice looking cake. She decorated it and everything, and it was just like a normal wedding cake. But, you know, obviously there are some people in society who have their dream wedding where they want to spend a lot of money on the cake and they want to have a nice venue and they want to have the nice photos. But in my opinion, I think that's a little bit superficial. I think you should be wanting to get married to your partner no matter where it is. And so I thought, you know, with my partner, I wonder if she's superficial. I wonder if she is the type of person who would not get married to me if it was not in the right situations. I'm pretty sure she wants a coastal wedding. So yesterday I gave her a call and I gave her a bit of an ultimatum. I said we had to get married in my hometown of Trangie in New South Wales, which has about 600 people. And we had to get married at the RSL, which I love. But to be honest, to people who aren't locals, it's probably not the ideal spot for a wedding. And I said that we had to have Woolies mud cakes as the cakes. Here's how it went down.
Hello?
Hello, darling. How are you?
I am okay. I'm all right.
You're okay? You're all right. I just wanted to give you a buzz because I've had a bit of a think about the possibility of you and I getting married one day.
Okay.
So I've decided that I'll only get married to you one day if we can have our wedding at the Trangie RSL and I want to have Woolies mud cakes as the wedding cake.
I don't know. I don't know about the RSL. I think there could be nicer places than the RSL. No offense to Trangie.
What's wrong with the RSL?
I don't know. I just probably nicer looking places.
But it'll only cost $50 for the hiring fee.
I mean, yeah, that says it all, doesn't it, really?
What do you mean? it's about the day and the time we spend with each other.
I'm not mad about the mud cakes because I mean, it wouldn't be my first choice, but I don't know. I think I might be into a different location. I'd rather a coastal wedding, to be honest.
So you won't get married to me if we get married at the Trangie RSL?
We're just going to have to be somewhere else.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm a little bit worried about the length of that pause at the end there.
Get up with Cam. On Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
This is the Good News Bulletin with Maddie.
Good news for outback Queenslanders. We're now able to head back to our local pubs and have some drinks without having to order a meal. There'll be 20 people per room and we'll still have to keep our 1.5 metre distance, but Friday knockoff drinks are back on the cards. After discovering that his hometown of Harare was entirely absent from Google Street View, a man from Zimbabwe has made over 3,200 kilometres of Google Street Views. Tawanda Kanhima borrowed a 360-degree camera, put it on a 4-foot rod and held it out the window of his car to capture the street view. And a golden retriever named Finley has broken the Guinness World Record for the most tennis balls held in a dog's mouth at one time. The good boy managed to fit an incredible 6 tennis balls in his gob and earned a bag full of treats from his owner. And that's what's making good news this week.
I was about to make an inappropriate joke about fitting things in your mouth, but I won't say that. I don't think it's appropriate for me.
How many balls can you fit in your mouth, Cam?
I wasn't going to go there, but you did for me. 6 tennis balls, that's like, imagine your fist 6 times fitting in a dog's mouth.
Shall we try?
Yeah, you can't even fit one.
It hurts.
The visual is too much.
My fingers taste like hand sanitizer.
After seeing that, luckily I'm able to go to the pub and have a schooner because I think I need to drown my sorrows. Goodness me.
Oh, I can't wait to have a schooner.
What's your go-to drink if you're just sitting down for one on a Friday arvo?
Look, I will say I'm a bit of a vodka lemon lime bitters kind of gal.
I think last time you said what your drink of choice was, it was a vodka soda.
Did I say that?
So you're just a vodka gal in general?
Yeah, I'm a vodka gal because if I drink anything else, it makes me a bit sleepy, but vodka really like pumps me up.
Yeah, and I love the story about the guy who drove around his hometown with the pole sticking out the window of his car doing the street view.
Very wholesome.
Yeah. Have you like gone back to your old hometown? Because you're not from Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gone back to your old hometown and looked around on street view?
No, I've never done that. Maybe I should try it.
The coolest thing I've seen is a friend of mine who lives in Wagga Wagga in New South Wales. He was on Street View one time. He was riding his motorbike, a little postie, doing a wheelie past his front gate.
What? And that's on Street View?
It's on Street View, yeah.
Wow. I'm sure there's so many sus things that people have captured.
Oh, jeez.
I don't want to know. I don't want to look back at my old house.
I don't even want to go looking. Imagine if you peer through a window and someone's on the toilet or something.
I'm sure there's pictures out there.
This is the Hit Breakfast Show with Cam.
I'm sure you've seen all the footage from over in the US of the riots taking place. It's tragic stuff. But one thing that was sort of a little bit of a shining light, and the internet are hailing this girl as a hero. While everyone was going in and damaging stuff in the shops in Seattle, there was a cheesecake factory that got sort of ruined. But there was one girl who just walked in, grabbed herself a cheesecake and a couple of glasses that she could use for wine. They were wine glasses. And just walked out like nothing was happening. She walked in like she just paid for it. Knowing that, looking at this girl, she looks like a really good Samaritan. She probably left a bit of money behind. But there was one comment that I found really, really bizarre. Take a listen to this.
It sounds like from your experience, you see someone actually walking away with a cheesecake there after the Cheesecake Factory was looted. Unclear where they may have gotten that, but...
Yeah, very unclear. Might have been the cheesecake shop.
Want more? Need more? Get the catch up with Cam at hit.com.au.